Welcome to the Daily Canon Podcast.
This post was written by Amrit Ray and is read by Lee Hurley. It first appeared on dailycanon.com. Control in a footballing context is almost a subjective word that means different things to different people. Someone who didn't watch Saturday's match at the Hawthorns would look at Arsenal's 77% possession and believe that the visitors were in complete control of the match. That couldn't be further from the truth. At no point were Arsenal in control of any aspect of that match, and they ultimately paid the price. With that 77% possession, Arsenal circulated the ball efficiently, as they always do when Granit Xhaka and Aaron Ramsey play together in midfield. While the circulation aspect of Arsenal's midfield wasn't as broken as it has appeared at times over the past 2 years when other personnel have been used in the midfield base, the absence of Mesut Ozil and his ability to both spot and play an eye-of-the-needle pass meant that it was just possession for possession's sake, with nobody willing or able to play the pass that would have been required to bisect West Brom's focused and increasingly stern defence. As a result of this, Arsenal spent their 77% possession circulating the ball in areas where West Brom were quite happy for them to have it. It was our hosts who truly controlled the game by controlling the space in which they allowed Arsenal to play. They settled in their deep defensive block, maintained their spacings and made it difficult for Arsenal to play through their lines. It proved enough to outlast their visitors. Throughout the course of a season, you'll encounter a number of sides who will look to set up like this. Sometimes they gift you an opening through someone being lazy or switching off. Sometimes you chip away at them until they get tired and you can force a mistake in the final 15 minutes of the game. Sometimes you call upon the creative spark of your elite playmaker to pick an almost impossible pass and fashion an opening. We've seen Liverpool struggle time and time again this season against lesser sides in the league because of their lack of anything even remotely resembling an elite playmaker. Arsenal's own master locksmith, Mesut Ozil, was unavailable through injury on Saturday, and his teammates' attempt to break down a resolute West Brom showed a bleak look into a far darker future should he leave in the summer. The Ox's post-match interview after Arsenal's fourth defeat in 5 league games was illuminating. Beyond the usual platitudes, he revealed that Arsenal felt comfortable in the first half. That was clear to see. At 0-0 and 1-1, Arsenal were indeed comfortable circulating the ball in a U-shape, with few players feeling the need to try and take a chance to force proceedings. Valid concerns have been raised about a lack of leadership in this side with regards to organising the shape without the ball and positioning at set pieces. A concern just as valid as players playing safe passes rather than looking to engineer an opening. Without Ozil, it was up to one of the existing players to take up that mantle, and none of them did it. Granted, sometimes it's not physically possible to pass a ball through an obstructing mass of humanity, and you sometimes forget this when you're screaming "shoot" when a player has the ball 30 yards from goal, even if there are 10 opposition players in between him and the net. But with possession play, measures can be taken to manipulate those bodies and fashion an opening to progress the ball through the final third. Arsenal didn't do that. Danny Welbeck and Theo Walcott were amongst Arsenal's least effective players on Saturday. Neither dropped deep to help the midfield out or to receive the ball in space, and neither of them made particularly effective runs to receive the ball in a shooting position. Both players, but Walcott in particular, thrive on attacking space and looking to receive the ball in dangerous areas. West Brom playing so deep deprived them of this space to run into. The spacings of West Brom's midfield also filled any potential passing lanes, and it was going to take something special for Arsenal to get in behind them. Other than Xhaka's ball for the Alexis equaliser and the chance that Ramsey superbly fashioned for himself, Arsenal did little to trouble the Baggies from open play. The most troubling thing about Saturday's defeat wasn't Arsenal's lack of organisation without the ball, which has been evident all season regardless of personnel. It wasn't even their total lack of awareness defending the set pieces that they had acknowledged was a key weapon for their opponents. It wasn't even Peter Cech coming off injured, meaning that David Ospina, who was calamitous for their second, will now likely play at Wembley in an FA Cup semi-final against City. Rather, it was Arsenal's play as soon as they went 2-1 down. It just hit a stagnant stasis. All the players appeared to be simply going through the motions. They looked well and truly beaten. There were two teams on the pitch on Saturday. One is in that purgatorial position of having secured top-flight safety, but being nowhere near challenging for Europe next season. The other has a fighting chance of qualifying for Europe's premier competition with an FA Cup semi-final to look forward to. A casual observer watching their first game of football would have been hard-pressed to know which was which. If you like this, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, and it really helps us out if you could leave a review in iTunes or with whatever podcast app that you're using. Recommend us to a friend. Check us out on dailycanon.com and say hello on Twitter at dailycanon. Thanks very much.